Hello and welcome to Too Good Sports. I'm Gareth Stewart.
And I'm Simon Hunter.
Now, if this is the first time that you're listening to the podcast, firstly, a big thank you. And basically, it's just the two of us having a rant about what's happening with the sport and, of course, a quick recap about last week. Simon, lowdown on last week's sporting events.
Plenty of stuff happening. Over the weekend, start off with Gaelic Games. Dublin and Mayo are going to replay their All-Ireland Senior Football Championship final. It's after a thrilling draw on Sunday. I don't know if you managed to see any of it.
Yes, it did. And you know what? You don't even need to watch the sport on TV anymore, because between Twitter and Facebook and the news feeds, and there was a lot of people in our newsroom as well, Maria, who was giving me commentary on it throughout the game.
Yes, well, plenty happening. As you say, instantaneously, you can keep up to date on Twitter, Facebook, and watching the game itself. A rather strange one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dublin led by 3 points. That was after only about 20 minutes. They hadn't scored. They got on the scoreboard basically courtesy of 2 own goals. So a bit strange there. Mayo, fair play to them. They were 5 points down at half time. They came back and they drew the game 15 points to Dublin's 2-9. So replay will be at the same venue. That's Croke Park. And 5 o'clock throw in on the 1st of October, which is Saturday week.
Now, on to the Paralympics.
Absolutely. Have you got a bit of sleep?
Yes, I'm starting to get sleep, but it has been an absolutely great summer. Great summer in the Olympics and indeed the Paralympics for Great Britain, hasn't it?
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah, incredible, really. Team GB and NI in the Paralympics there finished second in the medals table. They get 64 golds, 147 medals in total, 64 golds. Ireland finished with 11 medals in total. They get 4 golds. And what an incredible spectacle it was to see the likes of Bethany Firth and Jason Smith, who, incidentally, the man from Eglinton, is sent to be welcomed home with civic reception. The 5-time gold medal winner claimed his third T13 100 metre title earlier this month, of course, during the Games. There's to be a special ceremony, Gareth, tomorrow afternoon. A number of local sports clubs and also Eglinton Primary School will be welcomed to the community hall, and they'll join him for a run. So that'll be exceptional.
What I loved about them coming back, Bethany, was coming through the airport, and there was a welcome party, obviously, for the lady from Sex and the City.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yes, it did indeed.
And it was great. And you know what? To be fair to her, she the paparazzi, the press, were totally sort of dedicated and watching for Bethany coming through. Kim sort of walked through, sunglasses on, and probably for the first time in her life, the press just ignored her, which was great. But she tweeted about it. She tweeted about it and said that she'd met Bethany, and fair play to her. And I heard Bethany in other media interviews today saying that she was up in first class and she had an absolutely fantastic time, and a big thank you to all the people that had been supporting her. So well done to her.
Absolutely well done to her. Yeah, what a phenomenal Games.
Right, what else have we got?
Well, also during the last week, Man United managed,
well, I'll talk about Man United. We're moving on from that very, very swiftly. We're leaving that.
They did, I will throw in there, they did manage to break their duck, and they'll go on to play Man City in the fourth round of the League Cup. Anyway, I'll talk about Liverpool then. They'll play Tottenham in the next round of the League Cup. They beat Derby County 3-0. That was away. And of course, important to note yesterday, Gareth, that the victims of the 1989 Hillsborough tragedy and former manager Kenny Dalglish were awarded the Freedom of Liverpool. They host Hull Liverpool tomorrow in the Premier League.
Absolutely, yes. I was looking at the pictures of that again on Twitter yesterday, and all the families for that event yesterday. No, joking aside, let's go to the Man United thing. What is going on? Like, what is going on when Jose Mourinho was sort of brought in and given all this money, and you and I chatted off air and said what he was going to do, and he was going to come in with this strong strategy and all the rest of it.
Yeah. Well, during all that hype, of course, before he came in, it was incredibly scrutinous on him. But that scrutiny grew even further in the last week when, for the first time in 10 years, he lost 3 in a row. Now, they did beat Northampton 3-1 the other evening. So, as I mentioned, they'll go on to play Man City in the next round. It could have been a fourth defeat. That would have, of course, been even worse. But Man United will be looking to overturn City, of course, after having lost to them a couple of weeks
ago. See, I think I know what the problem is.
What is it, Coach Gareth?
I think what the problem is, he is getting paid too much money and he's worrying about how he's going to spend it before the tax man gets it.
Is that your tip of the
week? He needs to get paid a little bit less, and then he can concentrate on the whole football thing.
Forget the tactics, yeah?
Forget the tactics. Right. Pay him less, he'll shout more, that'll be it.
How do you think Jose would react to that if you were to
I could think he'd be
that?
Fine. What else have we got happening?
Rugby tonight, Ulster looking to continue their unbeaten run. They're 3 in the bounce at the start of this competitive season there, away to Glasgow Warriors tonight, who are a very, very strong team indeed at a ground that hasn't been brilliant for Ulster in recent years. So they're away tonight, kickoff 7:35. They do welcome back Jared Payne at fullback, Ian Henderson as well in the back row. They're just two of the names returning to the starting lineup, and Rory Best returning to the bench. And of course, on Wednesday, we had the news that Joe Barakat, assistant coach Joe Barakat, will leave the province in a couple of months' time. He's going to take up a position with Australian side Western Force. So plenty happening for Ulster. Of course, tomorrow we also have Gareth, the local football in the Danske Bank Premiership. We've Ballymena United, Glentoran, Carrick, Dungannon, Swift, Corain, Glenavon, Crusaders, Ballin and Mallard, Linfield, Ards and Portadown against Cliftonville. Plenty happening.
Very good. There's plenty happening. Of course, you're on all weekend. You'll keep us updated each and every hour on the sport, and we'll have a chat about it again on Monday and see what happened at the weekend and get some of the reactions as well from some of the fans. It's Too Good Sports. Thank you for listening. Another podcast, as we mentioned, on Monday right here on GoQRadio.com.
Cheers.